Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Silvestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Gehringer trying to get to home. Walker throws the ball into Appling, who relays the ball to Silvestri, who tags Gehringer, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Rosenthal trying to get to third. Fox throws the ball into Christman, who tags Rosenthal for the out. Two outs. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Silvestri for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. G. Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes QL. The throw from Tebbets and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0 for 1 in the game. Silvestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Silvestri moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCuskey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Silvestri and he is safe. Fox steals second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Silvestri bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Jack Knott. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCuskey. The throw from Silvestri and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker throws the ball into Rogel who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Silvestri bunts towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Silvestri moves to second. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-4 in the game. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Quell moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to third for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-4 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 3 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 4 in the game. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Krivic hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Silvestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards second. McNair fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Appling covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 5 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers won, and the White Sox won. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-4 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards second. McNair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Tebbets moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York pinch hits for Al Benton. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers won, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Lynn now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Silvestri for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Clint Brown. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Krivic steals third. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.